Let's pick up Antonia, and she's got a question about endometriosis. Are you there, Antonia?
Yes, I am.
And how old a woman are you?
41.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. And have you been diagnosed with endometriosis?
Yes, but 3 years ago I had fibroids in the uterus.
Okay,
fibroids,
yep.
And they got removed. I had C-section.
Okay.
And you know, my iron is always low.
Okay, that's not good. Are your periods very heavy? Is that why your iron's low?
No, my periods is not heavy after I was taking birth control pills for 7 months, and my periods is light just 2 days.
And you're still, even with very light periods, you're still anemic.
You know, every time when I stay on the diet, I do need gluten-free diet, my iron goes better. If I eat everything like bread and stuff like that, my iron goes low.
Well, I must say that what we see whenever there's a gluten reaction, every single case of those, in hundreds and hundreds of cases, we've seen some kind of infection in the intestine. And so when that's cleared, using things like Peristat, then there's no more gluten reactivity. But anemia is not normal, and there's got to be a reason for that. And if I were you, I would definitely see a QRA practitioner, get the bowels tested, find out what the heck is going on here, and get it fixed before you get a lot older and it leads to something more serious. The fibroids, to me, and then the endometriosis, to me, tell me low tissue oxygen. So that tells me your pH is acid, and so you should get pH paper.
Okay. And are you ready down for me? Because
yes, I am. And monitor the first AM urine pH, okay?
Okay.
And what we're looking for here is to force it back to the 6.4 to 7.0 zone, okay? And if it's too high, it's terrible. If it's too low, it's normal. And by taking pH Trio, you should be able to force it back into the normal zone, okay?
Okay.
Once that happens, that's going to be one of the major drivers that's allowed you to get the fibroids and the endometriosis. Now what we can do is reduce or eliminate red meat and go on something called Estro Complex. Are you still taking birth control pills?
No, they give me headache. I'm not taking them.
Good deal. So the Estro Complex will convert the dangerous forms of estrogen, 16-dihydroxyestrone, to the beneficial forms, the 2-dihydroxy forms. So how much do you weigh, Antonia?
130.
So for you, I'd probably want to use about 2 estro per meal, and I'd want to do that for maybe about 12 weeks, okay? And with these other things, you may see, you certainly won't have a continuing issue. Generally speaking, it's great support against fibroids. The endometriosis is a tough one, though.
You know, it burns. When I want to urinate before the period, it just burns a lot.
Oh, when you urinate now, it burns. We can stop that. I mean, that's low bioflavonoids.
Yeah, around my period time, that's what, like when I...
So what you want to get on for that is called multi-pollen.
Okay.
And what I would do is for maybe 3 weeks, I would use 2 per meal. And after that, I would go to 2 once per day.
Uh-huh.
And what should happen then is that there's no burning at all.
Okay.
Okay, but you need to get to the bottom of why we've got this issue. See, you may have scars if you've had a C-section or some of the...
I do.
Yeah, see? So that scar is probably sedating the normal nerve and energy flow to the uterus, and as a result, setting the stage for the fibroids and the endometriosis. Of course, you didn't help it any by having a low pH, and almost for sure that's the case. So by taking these steps, you can have a better, healthier, longer life and hopefully reverse the endometriosis, okay?
Okay. You know, and I'm losing hair a lot, and my lips are so dry all the time, it's just cracking almost.
Okay, possibly the hair loss, but for sure the dry tracking skin is gallbladder almost always. So do you find yourself burping and belching at the end of meals?
Oh, I have a problem with my stomach.
Yeah,
I feel
dirty
all the time. Now
okay.
I feel a little bit better. But
I think you may need to go see somebody who knows QRA because you got so many things. But you can get on Gallbladder Nano. It should help the skin. It may help the hair. I don't know about the hair. The hair could be adrenal if you're not sleeping the 5 straight hours.
I'm not.
Yeah, that's probably the hair then, low adrenal. Now, what you would do there, what will help right now is you can get on something called Max Stress B. That'll treat the symptom, but you got to get back to being able to sleep the 5 straight hours. Okay, that's the key thing. And whatever's doing that to you, if it's the urination, hopefully the multipollen will stop it. If it isn't strong enough, we can do much more with bladder, with hyssop, and with allicin, and almost every single time, then you can look to sleeping through the night without having to get up to urinate. When you do that, then you make your own adrenaline. You can get off the max stress V. That should hopefully stop the hair loss. Gallbladder Nano will help. And at your weight, I'd probably use about 2 teaspoons, maybe 3 teaspoons of gallbladder Nano for 16 weeks. After 3 weeks, you would start some coffee enemas, 2 per week, okay? And then what should happen is after about 8-10 weeks, you got this radiant, beautiful hair and skin again, okay?
Okay, thank you. And what about HCL detox? Do I need to take that?
Every human being over age 30 needs to take that unless they want to lose a third of their lifespan. If that sounds like a good deal to you, then don't take it.
Oh, I will take it.
I'll tell you, I do not eat cooked food. If there's cooked food and I don't have a digestant, I don't eat. That's how I feel about that, because I got a few years on the chassis, so I like to be able to run like the wind, and I don't want anybody taking care of me, you know what I mean?
I know. So. And can I get the phone number when I can get the QRA practitioner?
QRA practitioner, yeah. It's the order line, 800-370.
Oh, you can ask him. Okay.
3447. They'll find the person nearest you, okay?
Thank you very much, Dr.
Good talking to you. Bye for now.
Bye.